I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. I suspect all of us can summon up some childhood memories that make us, well, cringe. With the wisdom and perspective that come with adulthood, we might recoil when we think back to those "how could I have done that" moments from years ago. Perhaps it was the non-trivial lie we told our parents, the pack of chewing gum we shoplifted from the corner store, or the vulnerable neighborhood kid we bullied. Instead of dismissing those missteps and relegating them to the dustbin of our memories, the wisest among us learn profound lessons from these transgressions as we move through life. Impressively, 13-year-old Juliana Powell has already done just that.
I believe whatever you do will run back at you to give you a warm embrace or kick you down. I believe your actions are just a small link to a big chain of events. It could be as small as a Lincoln log, cold and squished in the bottom of my blue backpack, bedazzled with purple and pink flowers. My sweaty palm reached into the bucket to quickly snatch three wooden blocks that would later join together to create that chain. I tossed them in my bag before anyone saw, quickly zipped it up and slipped it on. I marched out of my warm kindergarten classroom with no sign of guilt or worry. I had no plan to ever take those blocks out of my bag until 3 days later, when I came rushing home to tell my mother about my exciting day. As I blabbed on, she unpacked my bag. She paused and tilted my bag so I could see what she had found. I started to cry. My mom's eyes narrowed. She glared right past the tears and red cheeks as she asked me, "Where did you get these, young lady?" I started to bawl, my tears racing down my cheeks faster than before, my cheeks becoming redder, with snot dripping from my nose. I managed to spit out, "School?" My mother looked even more upset than before. "Did you steal these?" she asked. I stopped crying as I realized that I, Juliana Powell, was a criminal. The next day, I came to school grasping the blocks so tightly that my knuckles were turning white. I placed them on the table, trying to hold back tears. I briskly pushed out the words, "I'm sorry I stole your Lincoln logs." My jolly teacher's smile shrank as she pointed her finger. She told me that it was not good to steal, and I should have thought about my actions before I went through with them. She then told me she forgave me, but to remember this. I did. I've carried this story with me throughout my years of questions and realizations. Now I believe every footstep I take or hand I shake makes a difference. I believe every move I make and every word I speak has the potential to turn into a Lincoln log, cold and squished in the bottom of my blue backpack, bedazzled with purple and pink flowers.
Juliana Powell will be entering the 8th grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. She lives with her family in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.